Imagine a website that's perfectly aligned with your marketing strategy and drives more leads. Now, does this feel impossible? It can be hard, especially when today's trend seems to be cookie cutter themes and everyone's websites look the same, to believe that's even a thing you can have anymore. But let's think about this for a second. What your website looks like matters. According to Stanford University, 75% of people judge a company's credibility based on its website design. Do you want to risk your reputation and sales because you took a shortcut with a popular template? I don't think so. Ditch the theme that everyone else is using. A custom WordPress website is an investment, but it delivers significant ROI through improved SEO, web accessibility, flexibility, security, and a unique brand experience. Let's dive into how that all works. You're listening to the Captain Coder Podcast. Each week, I take you through actionable strategies that can help you scale your service-based business online. I'm your host, Marisa Van Sciver, aka Captain Coder. Now let's be blunt. You should pay more for a custom website, even in WordPress, than you would if you hired a company to put a site together with a popular theme. Although I've definitely seen companies charge outrageous amounts to build a site using popular drag and drop plugins like Elementor, custom just takes a different approach and skill set. But what you pay for, you'll get back. Custom WordPress is just one of the best ways to improve your SEO. Now, as a coder who's worked with tons of these themes and builders, I know the kind of code that they create on the back end. So with WordPress, when you're creating a theme, you're not writing direct HTML, but you're putting these pieces together that then writes HTML code. I know it's technical, but bear with me. Listen, most of these themes print out really ugly, convoluted code. How you code a website, the structure and the elements you use, they matter. You need to follow certain best practices to make your website SEO friendly so that Google can understand it. Now, is this all a bit technical? Again, I mean, yes, but that's why it's called technical SEO. That matters to your rankings. Now, with a custom WordPress website, we simply have better control over the code that's created. So we're creating much cleaner code on the output using the features Google and other search engines want to see to improve your search engine optimization. Now, this clean code also uses a better structure than anything I've ever seen popular themes create. And it tends to run faster too. And your website's performance is another big part of your rankings. Now, you can have great SEO with a website that's built in almost any platform. I'm not going to say that you can't, but if you want to take it to the next level, you need to have more control. Now, the next part of this, the other piece of this ROI is that with custom, you're going to have better accessibility. This is honestly my favorite reason for a custom WordPress website. Just like that clean, lean code aids your SEO, it's also going to improve your web accessibility if it's written correctly. Now, granted, there are best practices that we have to follow, so this isn't going to be every single person out there who writes a custom website, but we do have more control when we do this custom. Now, better web accessibility helps you to create a website that reaches all of your audience, is inclusive, and increases your brand trust and awareness. Unfortunately, web accessibility is only now becoming an important factor for many businesses. Title II of the ADA just passed, and this applies solely to government and municipal entities, but it's going to trickle down to businesses before long. Now, that means that many of these off-the-shelf website solutions and many of the companies that build websites, they're not thinking about this at all right now because they don't have to. Now, I've been coding accessible websites since about 2013, so I know exactly what needs to be done to follow WCAG standards and just follow some simple accessibility best practices. This means that we're putting that into every site that we are creating at Captain Coder, and it's far easier for me to control that when we're building a custom website. It also means that I can do the technical things like using semantic HTML to ensure that the websites we're creating are accessible across the board. Now, perhaps one of the most important things when you're creating a new website to consider, beyond the SEO and the accessibility, of course, is where the business wants to grow to in the next few years. A website is an investment in your business and its online presence. That investment can and should last more than just a couple of years, especially if you want to do it right. Now, many of the themes and the other builders that are on the market are created to work with any kind of business. That means they're using heavy code and a lot of features that you're probably never going to use. Unfortunately, it can also mean that they might not have the features that you're going to be looking for in a year or so. I've seen it happen way too often. When you invest in a custom WordPress website, your website developer can think through and prepare for those changes and better connect more advanced features seamlessly down the line. I can't tell you how often I'm able to do just a little bit of prep work when initially building a website so that it's quicker and easier to add more advanced features later, like e-commerce solutions, when we plan for that upfront. This is going to save you so much time, money, and frustration. Honestly, I've seen the worst case scenario of needing to change an entire theme or rebuild an entire website because it just can't do what you want it to do. I'm actually going through this right now with a client. Just over 2 years ago, they had their website recreated in WordPress with a very specific drag and drop theme that I will not bash here. Although I very much want to. What we're finding is this just doesn't work for the website that they have and the things that we want to do with this website. So they're going through a very expensive migration to a totally new theme to help them get things that they want. And we're going custom. Of course we are, because now we know what we need out of this website. Okay. Now, ROI rant aside, another question that you have to ask yourself and you have to think about when it comes to custom WordPress is your website security matters. Do you want to protect your brand and your customers? I mean, I'm pretty sure you just nodded yes, of course you do. Who doesn't want to protect their brand and their customers? In my 13 years of working solely with WordPress, I've dealt with far too many hacks and security breaches. These hacks have ranged anywhere from injected code. So we've had clients whose websites had links to malicious websites from theirs buried in, and other things have happened, pictures replaced, that kind of scary stuff, or redirecting an entire website to another one that then tries to install malware on their users' computers. Do you know what they all had in common? Every single one. They use popular themes that you could just download from the marketplace. If you want to reduce your vulnerability, let me paint a very quick picture for you. If you can download a WordPress theme for $60, or you know, your agency partner does that for you, then so can anyone else who wants to learn how to break into literally thousands, if not millions, of websites. Look, It is no secret that WordPress is a hacking target. This is one of our number one things that we are concerned about is security. That's because it powers 43% of the internet. There is a reason that hackers care to break into these sites, because it gives them a key to so many websites so easily. It's an open source technology. This is gonna happen. But the real key here is using themes and even plugins that so many people are using and installing on their websites. And they're using that because millions of people are using the same thing. They're using that to get into multiple websites. Now, in the last few years, like the last 2 years alone, I've seen several of the largest options on the market have breaches and issues that had to be addressed immediately and affected some of my friends' websites that they built. not to brag. Okay, a little bit to brag. Do you want to know how many websites that we've built custom that have been hacked? Zero. Look, am I an amazing coder? I mean, yes. But the real advantage here is that my code source isn't out there available on the internet for someone to download and look for weaknesses. It also powers far fewer websites out there, which makes my customers' websites less of an attractive target. Now, will that always be the case? I can't say that for sure. I mean, I'm bragging about it in a YouTube video on a podcast. Not the best idea ever, but it's a simple step that allows my customers to be better protected. Now, the other part of this too, we talked about plugins a little bit. There are a lot of web developers that create themes and plugins for WordPress. What I see happen all too often, these same developers try to break kind of the core WordPress functionality to make their thing work. Okay, so what consequences, what does that mean? How does that affect your website? When it's time to update WordPress and other plugins, things can break and your whole website can go down. And I say this because I've seen it happen. Sure, a custom theme can be coded to be more seamless within the WordPress ecosystem, but you're just also reducing your overall need for plugins in general. We probably replace 5 or 6 plugins with just the stuff that we do naturally within a custom theme. Now, most of the websites that I create, the Captain Coder launches, use a set of 10 to 15 plugins max that are the same on every website we build. On the other hand, when I've worked with some other clients who have themes powering their websites, they have upwards of 40. Now you have 40 things to keep track of and whether or not they're going to be compatible when you go hit that update button. This also means that we have fewer points of entry through bad plugins, and it's a lot easier to keep everything updated without worrying about the site breaking. Because yeah, again, we know that that happens. Now, our last thing here we want to talk about, let's just think about this for a second. Do you really want to invest thousands of dollars from your business into a website to just have it look like all of your competitors? Yeah, I didn't think so. I've seen agencies that built basically the same website over and over again and try to call it unique. Now, that happens especially when you're using the same WordPress theme or even Squarespace template, Wix template, whatever. They're not approaching your business like it's the unique powerhouse it is, but you're just another customer who's paying them for a website, so they're going to churn that out. If you want to get away from the cookie cutter look and you need a website that reflects your brand all the way down, it needs to be unique and special for you. Here's the other thing that really drives me crazy about this. Your website is the only piece of your online marketing that you have 100% control over. So why are you giving away that control to look like every other website in the market? Doesn't even make sense to me. Now, of course, just beyond looking different, you have a unique vision probably for how you want your users to be able to interact with your website, what you want them to be able to do on it. You can get more control over that functionality of your website, how they interact with you, even the experience they have, how they feel when they visit your website when you go with custom. Your customer's experience matters, whether they're meeting you in person or online just by visiting your website. You want this to reflect your unique brand and deliver the great experience that your company is known for. When somebody goes to your website, they should feel like they're talking to one of your employees. They should feel like they're talking to just another member of the team and getting to know you. It's really hard to do that when somebody's building your website to look like everybody else in your niche. Niche. However you want to pronounce that. Depends on the day for me. All right, so let's just break this down again. Do you really want to get the most out of your website and have it make money for your business? I'm going to guess, again, your answer is yes, because that's what most of us want a website for. It's probably time to invest in a custom website. When you ditch the bland, boring, cookie cutter themes, you'll be able to create a better experience for your users, rank higher on Google, improve your web accessibility, reduce security risks, and so much more. Honestly, what are you even waiting for? Now, if you want to know what a custom website can look like for your business and how it can bring in traffic and revenue, then it's time to book a clarity call. Let's give you some design freedom and let your online presence thrive. You can set that call up at CappedCoder.com/start, and that's linked in today's show notes. If you loved our episode today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or share this with an entrepreneur friend of yours who needs to hear it. Now, if you have questions about today's episode, reach out at CappedCoder.com. That's CAPTCoder.com or on Instagram at CaptainCoder. Thanks so much for tuning in and talk to you next week.